This time last year, Utahns living in Cache Valley or along the Wasatch Front could still walk into work and complain about the air pollution and winter inversions, and their coworkers could still look at them funny and say, "What inversion? What pollution?"
We've really seen a fairly dramatic shift in the past, you know, year to 2 years in terms of, you know, how important air quality is to everybody. Entering into last year's legislative session, I believe we had, that's like two or three bills focused on air quality. And going into this session, you know, we've got at least like 14 or 15.
Matt Pacenza from Heal Utah has helped create a roadmap for the more than 15 proposed bills that address air quality this legislative session. And not only is air quality on the lobbyists' and lawmakers' radar, it's also come to a head with voters, who rallied on the steps of the Utah Capitol thousands strong on Saturday, wearing respirators and carrying signs indicating it's time for change, and urging their elected officials to sign those changes into law. Brian Mensch from Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment is one of the organizers of the rally.
This is your state. What goes on in the building behind us is your government. The air that you breathe is largely what you make of it, either by ignoring it, making it worse by neglect, or by fighting to make it better.
He's predicting that the Clean Air No Excuses rally will signal a watershed moment in Utah's fight for clean air. It's kind of the handoff from the activists to the state's government.
We cannot breathe. Oh, thunder. We cannot breathe.
You got it?
Folk singer Tom Bennett wrote the song Governor, We Cannot Breathe specifically for the rally, even though the organizers did not expect Governor Herbert to attend.
This just in, the bulletin, Governor Herbert could not make it.
But some lawmakers, like Salt Lake City Representative Patrice Arendt, who co-chairs the bipartisan Clean Air Caucus, aren't afraid to be associated with the protesters.
It is time for the legislature this year, to take meaningful action to pass laws that will make a difference to clean up our air.
Arendt is the sponsor of some of those bills, including HB 38, which would create a sustainability director position for the state. Other proposed bills address wood-burning stoves, industry regulation, public transportation incentives, and one left over from last year's session, which revises a law that says the state cannot have tougher regulations than the EPA.
So that we can address Utah problems with Utah solutions.
Representative Jill Briscoe also got up to the podium, encouraging voters to do their part to get the clean air bills passed into law.
Will you contact your member of the Utah State Senate and tell him to vote for the clean air bills in the legislature this year? Will you contact your member of the Utah House of Representatives and tell them to vote for the 15 clean air bills this year? Will you contact the governor's office and tell them to sign those bills?
Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker asked for something similar from voters.
Work with our legislators. Be firm, be specific, but be respectful and be civil. We're fed up with this gunk in our air, but the goal is to make real change.
The issue of air pollution in Utah is being tackled in a number of different ways from a number of different angles. There are educational campaigns directed towards people making voluntary changes to their habits, like driving less or reducing energy consumption at home. There are court battles that challenge big industrial polluters like Utah's refineries and incinerators. There are petitions to sign and rallies to attend.
You know, there's a whole bunch of ways to sort of, you know, eat this apple.
Matt Pacenza suggests that if you're interested in following the air quality bills as they make their way through the legislation process, find a group or a resource that can help you navigate the committees and hearings and floor votes that make up the next 45 days. The 2014 general session of the Utah legislature starts on Monday, and over the next month and a half, we'll see whether clean air in Utah will remain the chant of protesters or if the state government will pass some of the laws that will address their demands. At the State Capitol in Salt Lake City, I'm Jennifer Pemberton for Utah Public Radio.